Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
Homelessness has been a part of society since history began, it seems, and every community has to deal with the homeless problem. One person who is experiencing it right now is Christopher Fisher. He talked with our Diane Costin.
I've been homeless since January. My wife has been homeless since February. We were living out of my car in February and March in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
And we checked into the mission, the Holland Rescue Mission, March 26th, when my wife got into a car accident and totaled with her car.
Okay.
She was perfectly fine, though. Nothing happened, except the car just wasn't drivable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the car got totaled. So we ended up at the mission, and I was over at the men's mission for about a little over a month, and she was over at the women's mission. Then I was finally able to move over to the family mission to be with her.
Right.
And I was, I got a job working at Russ's restaurant as a waiter.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting 5 years for. And I was also, it was a possibility that I might have been able, at the time, it was a possibility that I could have gotten a job working as a handyman at an apartment complex, which would have given us a free apartment.
Right.
I could have been making $20 an hour and everything. And when I informed the mission about this, they wanted me to turn the job down. They didn't want me to take the job.
They didn't? Why not?
The reason being was because my wife had been basically forced to have to join the discipleship program, which is a one-year commitment.
All right.
And because she was getting write-ups, so they told her that she can either join the discipleship program or she can leave. Well, she wasn't working or anything like that. She wasn't doing anything. So she went. I told her to go ahead and join the discipleship program. That way you still have a place to live. And that way we can still be together. So she joined the discipleship program. And so they said that by me taking this job as an apartment complex, if it came available, I would be pulling my wife out of the discipleship program, which is considered a violation, even though it would be, even though it would mean that we would have an apartment of our own and be out on our own. They didn't want that because it would take her out of the discipleship program.
Oh my gosh.
When I finally told them that I'm not turning the job down, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. No man in their right mind would turn down a job like this. When they finally realized that, this was in a, we had actually had a meeting last month on a Thursday, with me and my wife, my case manager, and the director of the Women's Discipleship Program. And they were asking a lot of questions about this possible job and everything, and I told them it's just a possibility. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but if it does come up available, I'm taking the job.
Right.
And they kept telling me, don't take the job because it's considered a violation of your, because your wife made the commitment for the 1 year and everything, so she has to stay here for a year. And I said, well, I'm not going to remain homeless for an entire year because you guys want us to.
Oh.
So I told them, I'm not turning the job down. I'm going to take it if I got the job. I ended up not getting the job, by the way, but because it was a possibility at that time. Then the director of the substitute program tells me, all right, this is the offer I'm going to put on the table for you. This is all we can offer you. You can either quit your job at Russ's restaurant and join the discipleship program yourself and commit to the 1 year, or you guys will have 3 days to leave.
Hmm.
I also have the only kind of document that I have. I know the news kind of likes to look for documents and everything, but the only document that I have that I was able to get a hold of was the mission actually basically forced us to have to sign an agreement stating that we will not seek housing outside of the Holland Rescue Mission. And I told them, I said, I'm not seeking house and I'm not out looking for apartments or anything like that. This is a job that I could have that an apartment comes with. And I tried to tell them that I'm not looking for house and everything, but on the agreement it states that if we don't sign that, then that would automatically mean that we would continue looking for housing and that we would be have to leave in 3 days. That was when we signed the agreement. So
okay.
We signed the agreement so that way we could still have a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just waiting on this job. So that's the only document that I have that we had to sign and everything, saying that we will not look for housing.
Okay.
And also my wife is now 5 months pregnant.
That seems so hard for me to believe that they would kick you out because you had a job. But I don't know their rules and regulations. And you're telling me what their rules and regulations are.
Before they tell somebody that they have to join the discipleship program and leave is 6 months. That's the 6 months. There's three different programs. There is the emergency shelter program, which is only a one-week thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're only there for a week. And then there's the gateway program, which is 6 months. And it's just that way it's to help you get yourself back on your feet and everything and be able to get everything back in order so that way you can get out on your own.
Well, isn't that what you were doing, getting a job? How can you get on your own if you don't have a job?
I had a job and everything, so I was working. My wife was in the discipleship program because they had told her to.
Okay.
Now, the discipleship program, the way that works is it's a one-year program split up into two parts, 6 months and 6 months. The first 6 months is called life skills, and it is just a bunch of classes that you have to take. You work at the mission and everything. You make about $10 a week working there, and you do a bunch of classes. You're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to go and get a job. You're not allowed to go out looking for jobs or anything like that. You are only supposed to be taking the classes and do your basic chore around the mission as for part of the life skills. And then the second 6 months is called life apps, where you're allowed to go out and get a job. But then you still have to be, you're required to still remain at the mission for 6 more months, regardless of what happened. So if I would have quit my job and joined the discipleship program, and that basically is me go ahead and letting the mission go ahead and make us stay homeless for an entire year, regardless of what any offers came up that we might be able to get a place of our own. And our baby is going to be born in November. And I don't want our baby to be born
homeless. Right. Huh.
But it's just, the reason why I'm trying to get this out on the news, trying to find somebody who would at least share this story, is because everybody that I have told about this, everybody, whether it's people I work with, people who are at church, people at another church that I've attended, or people who are part of Escape Ministries, where I'm a student at,
right.
Police officers, and a variety of different people that I've told about this have the same look on their faces and just dumbfounded that they never expected,
no.
They never thought that the mission would kick somebody out for not quitting their job.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've spoken to those people before. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to them, too, and get that side of the story. But
I know.
Because I'd have to have both sides of the story. And since I'm not actually an investigative reporter, because we don't have enough staff for that, this isn't going to be on the air today, because news
I'm not
is
asking
actually
it to
over.
Be. I'm just trying to find somebody who's willing to at least look into this and try to find some answers, who would be willing to be able to put this out on the news so other people can hear this. Because, like I said, everybody has just been really confused about the mission doing this. And
yeah.
Everybody's like, I never thought that. I thought the mission was supposed to help you, not keep you from being able to move forward.
Yeah.
I also want to inform you, because you're the first person who's actually have really decided to actually take that step and actually really look into it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let you know this because I don't want the mission telling you and then have them telling you something different. But I did get a big write-up when I was there. It was a money management violation because at the mission you're required to turn in your checks and in my case, also my tips that I made every day.
You kept your tips, okay.
So, there was one time where I didn't turn in my check from my last check from McDonald's, and I got a major write-up for it. They told me that that was actually grounds for being kicked out.
Yeah.
But they agreed to let me go ahead and stay, and all I got was a warning letter and it's called a third-level write-up.
Mm-hmm.
But they decided to go ahead and continue to let me stay anyways because they knew that I was actually trying to do better.
Right.
So they will. I told them the truth about it and everything, and so they decided to go ahead and let me stay. I wanted to let you know that, so that way you don't, I don't want to kind of hide anything from you, and then
right.
you go to the mission and they tell you something that I haven't told you and you're wondering why.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that you know everything.
That's Christopher Fisher chatting with our Diane Costin. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.